Welcome to Revelation Warning, a weekly podcast hosted by Pastor Robert Thibodeau as he interviews prophecy experts from around the world as we discuss current events in relation to Bible prophecy. All of this is to give the world a final Revelation Warning. Now, here is your host with this week's guest, Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Revelation Warning Podcast. We are so blessed that you're joining us here today. What if I told you that the world we're living in right now looks a lot like the world right before the flood? Could modern technology and moral decay and global unrest just be signs that we're repeating the days of Noah? Well, let's find out. Our guest today is our good friend Scott Wright. Scott's back today to shed some light on this topic. And most of you know Scott is the author of the God Center Concept Journal and also host of the God Center Concept Podcast. Now, he's a passionate teacher and speaker dedicated to helping return us to a deeper, more intimate relationship with God through true discipleship. Scott, welcome back to the program. I appreciate you taking the time this morning to get back on here and just talk about this important topic today.
Hey, great to be here. And by the way, to all you listeners, make sure that you stay tuned to the very end because I've got some brand new information on our new podcast. It's coming out very soon.
Amen. Amen. Well, Scott, Jesus said in Matthew 24:37 that the end times will be just as it was in the days of Noah. Now, what are some of the key characteristics of Noah's time that you see mirrored in our modern world today, particularly in technology and morality and spiritual rebellion and things like that?
Well, first of all, we would have to really understand what was going on in Noah's day. You cannot, and we've had this discussion already on this show to some degree, you have to talk about the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. Because we had, basically what we had is the fallen angels had mixed with the human race and had created this society. It basically created this society that was in total opposition to God. And what was happening was, is man at that time was having to react to this. And these Nephilim were basically ruling over the earth. And man at sometimes was having to fight against them and develop things to fight against the Nephilim. And it was be creating a very violent world. And what really was going on, if you kind of take a broad perspective of this and get it down to a single thing, is that the total focus of life was either following the Nephilim or it was fighting the Nephilim. Mm. Where did God fit in all this? People had lost the ability of God to control their lives. God was no longer in control of them. Even though that's what they needed, that's not what was happening. And so all the godlessness had just taken off as a result, and you had all these side issues. Really, when you think about it, all the violence and immorality and moral decay, that is always a symptom of the real issue, and that is that you have left God, and God is no longer the voice that controls you. That's exactly what was going on in the day of Noah. Yeah. And by the way, that is exactly what's starting to happen right now. And it's been...
I was going to say, do you see a parallel today with the developments like transhumanism and AI and genetic engineering and how all these might be part of a modern-day takeover of God's original design?
Exactly. And well, you couldn't have said it any better. I couldn't have said it any better myself. That's exactly what's happening. And if you think about it, so... What I would say is this: if you study history, when the Industrial Age came about, and we got to the Gilded Age, is what I like to call it, America, United States, and then the rest of the world just took off in leaps and bounds forward technologically in ways that were unforeseen in human history. I mean, it was like, wow, created this massive explosion of technology that completely reshaped culture in just 50 years. Mm-hmm. Well, then I heard this on a show one time. Has anybody ever built a weapon that they didn't use?
That's right.
Yeah. And guess what? That's what World War I was. And from that point forward, the world has been fastly, at a fast pace, progressing and developing itself to the point, technologically, to the point where technology is replacing God. Well, yeah. Since God is the creator and God is the owner, God does not appreciate this. Okay. This isn't, he gives you some time to repent and change, but and technology in itself is neutral, but it is being used in a way that it's obsessive. It really is. And that the technology is replacing God's voice is really what's happening in God's word. Yeah. It is. And we can see that. I mean, you can see that in the way culture is. You know, everybody lives their truth. And, you know, we have engineering to change us. And we've got, you know, you talked about that just a minute ago. And the transhuman engineering and genetic engineering and all this other stuff that we're, that human beings are involved in. And what it seems, what it looks like to me now, just backing up and looking at the chessboard, I love to use the chessboard analogy, is when you're looking at it, what's been happening is the enemy has been moving all the pieces into place on the chessboard. The first 10 moves, that's what you do in the first 10 moves, is you position yourself to go on the attack. And I believe AI is the takeover. I believe that AI is going, is the, it's kind of the emergence of AI is the start of the 11th move on the chessboard. Everything's been put into place. And now AI is what's going to progress this forward, because we're already seeing, number one, and I've said this before on the show, there's a Chinese company that has AI as its CEO. That means it's the primary decision maker. Mm. We're already talking about battlefield analysis being controlled by an AI.
Yeah.
We're already talking about people making life decisions based on the recommendations and the basically persuasion is what I wanted to say, of an AI. Think about all the stuff. I want you to just dial back the clock to 2021. How much was AI influencing your world in 2021? Like almost zero. There was, it was sort of there. Like you could Google search something and it'd pop up research. But to be persuasive like it is, it wasn't anything near what it is now. Guys, it's just 2025. It's just 4 years later. This isn't like 2021 was some distant memory, you know, 40 years ago. We're talking 4 years ago. Yeah. Imagine what this is going to be like in 10 years. And in human knowledge, they, what was it? They said doubles every, what, 7 years, I think it is.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
6-7 years, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's now, it feels like it's doubling about every year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an exponential turning, and this AI is taking it in a different direction. It's taking it into a direction that is leading us away from God. You know, I believe what the book of Revelation is describing is a period of time where God's voice no longer has relevance in people's lives, where God is in his natural design is not what's in control of the world anymore.
Yeah.
And that would make sense that an AI, the AI models have taken over and people are now following it instead of God. Man has always been sinful. So we can't just base it on the measure of sin. What we base it on is the measure of who man listens to and what design it follows. Well, if we're following an AI design, we're not following God in a, in the natural sense. So amen. As we look at this, I believe the takeover AI is that chess piece being moved right into place. All these other pieces are now being positioned on the chessboard, and now the attack is starting, and AI is it.
And, you know, many today, you know, to go right along with that thought, many today are worried about government control, as well as the digital surveillance, the erosion of our freedoms. Is all this part of a larger spiritual shift or setup for what some call the Great Reset? And if so, how does this fit into the prophetic picture that Jesus painted for us in Matthew 24?
Well, I think exactly. I think AI is that piece. I think it is the piece that is going to create the reset, because here's the thing. Let's face it. Nobody trusts government. Nobody trusts the leaders. They don't. I mean, they may act like it, even like in China and North Korea and those places, but those people don't trust their government. Right. But if you start giving them an AI model that sets up living conditions to better fit their lives, and it replaces a corrupt person, don't you think they're more apt to listen to that? Don't you think they're more apt to follow that? Absolutely, because it's neutral in its appearance. It's neutral. And so this takeover is that's what I can see happening, is that government decisions and people are going to place their faith in AI to guide their lives. And if you look at this, here's what history really is. It's all, it usually culminates or centers around who is the one controlling the decision-making of society. And if we break that down through the ages, we can see different entities in control of that. Right now, it's governmental systems, but they're corrupt. They are. I mean, there's just no way around it. They're corrupt. And so these governmental systems, I could see people are getting fed up with them. We're seeing it all the time, all over the world. And I could see people turning to AI and turn away from governmental systems. Look, these leaders in these countries, it doesn't do any good for these leaders in these countries to think that they're in control if the people decide not to follow them. Even in China, if 1.2 billion people say, we're not following you anymore, this government, guess what? Yeah. Those 70 government leaders cannot overtake 1.2 billion people. I mean, the people still
can overrule. Revert this back to what you just said, to what's happened in the United States. You know, I mean, there's this growing sentiment that, you know, government has gotten too big, and now that's being purged, and look at the uproar, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to happen, but at the same time, what's going to replace it?
Exactly.
And, you know, you have this DOGE, D-O-G-E, Department of Government Efficiency, that is using AI to find all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that just goes right hand in hand with what you were just saying. We're witnessing it right now.
We definitely are. I mean, if you think about in 2 years how efficient that AI will be, because it grows in its ability to understand, its ability to find things, its ability to use surveillance, and its effectiveness. And so when they're using all these AI models to find all this stuff, I mean, imagine how that will look in a couple of years. And at what point do people stop using it as recommendations on what to do, and they just turn the power over to the AI to just do it? Yeah. At what point does that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it can react and do things faster than human beings can.
Yeah. I interviewed an author probably 2-3 years ago, and he was involved with a project like that, I guess you could say, and wrote a fictional book about what it could potentially grow into. It was called The Swarm. And it was about drones that were being used on the battlefield, and the AI was making them autonomous so they could go out, and if they met resistance, they could figure out which way to go to defeat the enemy and all that on their own, with no input, very little input from the controllers. And since, you know, they might send 10 drones out, I'll just give a generalization of this book. Since they could send 10 drones out, all these drones are autonomous, but on the battlefield, they're talking to each other. The drones are. So, okay, I'm going to take out this tank, you take out that tank, you take out that bunker, and they're talking to each other. Well, over time, these drones learning as they're going on every battle and talking amongst themselves, then they turned on their handlers.
Yeah.
and that was the theory of the book. And this guy said that he was involved in a project, you know, a military research project, and that didn't attack their handlers or anything like that. But it got to the point where they had to turn the drones off because the controllers could no longer control them.
Yeah, exactly.
They were on their own. You try to turn this one off, the others just picked up where he left off, type thing, you know. So if you had 10,000 of these things out there and they're all communicating to each other, you're in trouble. But so anyway, what you were just talking about made me think about that interview.
Yeah.
I did. It was really an interesting book. And that's, you know, and this guy's like, you know, we've already tried this and this is what happened, and they shut that project down. But and they're going to find someone who will reactivate it probably someday, or you know, it may be reactivated now without drones, but on computers, you know. I mean, we already know NSA uses something like that to, you know, identify, I'm going to say something and it'll probably be flagged. If we were going to, you know, institute an overthrow of the government, right, that is probably being picked up right now by an NSA computer somewhere, because we're over Zoom, you know. But so, you know, Doge, this is just as an example. So don't come knocking on my door. It was just an example I was giving. Okay. But like I said, the technology's there where they pick up on these little cues that people are saying online and, you know, launches an investigation. Somebody comes knocking on the door, you know, so.
And by the way, when you're talking to people, your phone is always listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I have Alexa. It doesn't have to be on this video FaceTime or this Zoom video or FaceTime or, you know, Meets and all that stuff. It doesn't have to be done there. Your phone is just listening to your conversations.
Yeah. And I have NSA, Alexa over here in the corner. Alexa's listening to me right now. If I call her name, she'll answer. You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's all being, yeah. Amen.
It is. And something back to what you were talking about. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they make a movie about that takeover called Terminator 3?
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, that was science fiction back then. Like, you know, it's just a cool movie, right? And now we're like, whoa, time out here. That might actually could happen now.
Yeah.
And we've proven that it can happen. I mean, they've had robots that they've had created that spoke languages, and they started speaking in languages people couldn't understand.
Yeah.
But they were talking to each other in a language. And they had to shut those things down. Yep. And so I could actually see like battles being fought where there are drones, unmanned planes, unmanned tanks. That means no humans will be involved in the battle.
Right.
These AIs and the automation will fight each other out, and then the people will just follow whoever wins.
Man.
I mean, and I heard that described, and that could happen that way. I mean, that is very likely a scenario because the AI will take over, and they know that the unmanned planes and stuff are more efficient. They don't, you know, like the guy said on, was it Top Gun 2? The second one, he goes, the guy doesn't have to stop and go to sleep. He follows order. You know, we don't have to worry about the guy not following orders, having to go to the restroom, I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Just like the Chinese company with the AI, they can work 24/7.
Yep. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Well, in light of all this, how should believers prepare, not just physically, but spiritually, for the days ahead? I mean, what role does faith and obedience and boldness play in navigating a world that seems to be repeating the patterns of Noah's time?
So that is a wonderful question. And here's the answer to that, is that we have to stay connected in the Word of God. The Word of God and God's Holy Spirit living in you have to be what controls your life. You have to submit to that. And it's just going to get harder because it's going to be so easy to be pulled in by all of this stuff. You know, the stuff itself by itself is neutral. You know, it's what direction that you take it. However, it can take you in directions that are not good. And it's really not even like, for instance, somebody playing a video game. Well, playing a video game in and of itself is a neutral thing. But obsessing about it and being caught up in it and using it as the replacement of what fulfills you versus what how God fulfills you, that's where the evil is. You know, it's anything that we use to fulfill us in place of God fulfilling us. Yeah. At the end of the day, everything except God trying to fulfill us is a lie. It is. It's a deception of the enemy. You know, Satan is the greatest moralist, and the danger is not when it's something that is totally recognizable as evil. We can recognize that. It's when it's what I call the 98-2 rule. That means it's 98% true, but 2% a lie, and that 2% takes you away from God, which is what the enemy tries to do. He's just trying to pull us away from God. And so we spiritually have to be sensitive. We have to have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes, and we have to pay attention and be aware of this stuff and react, or not react, but to be able to pay attention to how much it's impacting us. And is it pulling us away from God? So if I'm spending, for instance, and give you a good example, if I'm spending 8 hours a day surfing on my phone and browsing on my phone and playing games on my phone, and I'm not spending any time praying in prayer and the Word of God, you know, I need to think through that scenario and submit to God and start praying in the Spirit and asking the Holy Spirit to reveal, you know, all that, to help remove all that stuff. You know, if you read the book of Revelation, why does all these wraths keep coming upon the world? It's because people aren't repenting. They're obviously not turning away from this stuff. They're still giving their hearts to it. They're submitting to it. God wants you to submit to Him. He's a jealous God. I'm going to tell you right now, this and what you're seeing and all this technological advance, it ain't going to last. God is going to put an end to it at some point. Yeah. And the book of Revelation tells us that. I believe that is what this is. It's this technological takeover and AI being now the centerpiece of that. I believe it is what is going to try to draw the world away from God. Hey, they're going to build that temple. I believe it's going to be an AI image. It's going to sit in the middle of that and declare itself the God of the world.
Wow.
Amen. And think about it, because everybody's going to listen to it. It's going to seem good. It's not even going to have to take over by military force, but just by persuasion, because it's, you know, it reacts faster than human beings. You know, it's making your life easy and comfortable and convenient. The problem is, that's not how God works. He does not work that way. And you're a student of the Bible just like I am. Tell me in any place in the Bible that God works that way.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, there's a reason Jesus died, guys. And I mean, if you're listening to this, there's a reason Christ died. And that is so that we could have a way to heaven. And it's the only way to heaven. And He made that very clear.
Yep. Amen. And remember on the cross, He said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, it would have been so easy for Him to say, forget about it. I'm out of here.
You know? Exactly.
And that would have been it.
They're not worth it, Father.
They're not worth it. But He didn't do that. So we have an out.
Scott, He finished it.
Yeah. As usual. And fulfilled it. This topic has been so interesting, so relevant to what we're living in today. How can someone reach out to you if they have any questions or like more information?
Well, we have some great news. We've now launched. We're launching our YouTube channel as we speak. We now have the domains in place and getting ready to start the full launch here. We're hoping in the next week, which if you're listening to this, that's going to be somewhere around April 9th. And you can email me at tswright@ghnglobal.net. Again, tswright@ghnglobal.net. And you can reach out to that particular email, and we can respond. And so that will be our new email moving forward as we continue to develop the channel and get everything in place to do that. So it's starting to roll. And we're looking forward to many, many years of great material for people to listen to and to be educated about the Word of God and about what's going on.
Amen. Amen. And I'll be putting all this information down in the show notes below. Praise the Lord. Folks, we are living in a time of rapid change, socially, politically, spiritually. Jesus warned in Matthew 24:37 that the last days would mirror the days of Noah, a world full of moral decline and rebellion, unnatural shifts. Today, we see technology advancing at a breakneck pace, truth being suppressed, global systems shifting in ways that feel, let's just say, off. This isn't just interesting, it's urgent. Understanding what is happening through a biblical lens is not fear-based. It's faith-based. It's faith-based preparation. You need to pay attention to this stuff because what's unfolding might not just be a coincidence. It might be prophecy in motion. Amen? If this conversation stirred something in you, don't stop here. Connect with Scott Wright. Dive deeper into the biblical truths and prophetic insights he shares. You'll find all of his links and resources in the show notes down below. Reach out, ask questions, be part of the remnant that understands the day and time in which we live today. Do it right now before you forget about it later. Amen. Drop down the show notes, click the links right there. Scott, thank you again for taking the time to come on the program and share all this information with us. I do appreciate it so much, brother.
Hey, look forward to the next one.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Scott Wright and myself, Pastor Bob, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
You have been listening to Revelation Warning with Pastor Robert Thibodeau and his guest expert on Bible prophecy as it relates to current events. This podcast is not designed to invoke fear, but concern. Help us to make everyone aware that the soon return of Jesus is close at hand by clicking the like, subscribe, and then share buttons below. Share this episode with your loved ones, friends, and coworkers. For more information on our ministry, please visit podcasterforchrist.com and be sure to come back next week for another episode of Revelation Warning.